Well, we all know today is a one-year anniversary of the World Health Organization declaring COVID-19 a pandemic. But I think we also all agree that we see better days very close ahead. And that is great news. Today is March 11th. I'm Abe Madcore, and this is your Morning Buzzcast. It's a Thursday. We're getting to the end of another week. Let's start with news around the ESPN-NHL deal, because they officially announced yesterday a new seven-year deal that sources put about $2.8 billion. That's a nice increase for the NHL. Our John Aran last night had a smart take on how the deal really sheds light on future media agreements and how they will be structured, with streaming services getting much more inventory and much more content. Maybe not surprising, but still very noteworthy. ESPN's Jimmy Pitaro told John Aran the deal with the NHL is really a template of things to come. Among John Aran's biggest takeaways, number one is the number of games, 75 exclusive games on ESPN Plus and Hulu. Now, why is that important? Because combined, those two platforms have nearly 50 million subscribers. And that indicates the number, 50 million subscribers, was big enough to satisfy the NHL's desire for broad distribution. One of the pushbacks on, of course, streaming services has been audience distribution. Well, now, apparently 50 million subscribers, that's a good enough number for the leagues right now to satisfy their distribution needs. The second interesting part, it is still about reach. And leagues still value the reach that television provides. And four of the next seven Stanley Cup finals will be on ABC. The playoffs will be on ABC and ESPN. This is a really good deal for the NHL, I think. They get a nice rights fee increase, and they still have a second package to sell. I watched Gary Bettman speak to Scott Van Pelt last night, and you could just see how happy he was. Very enthusiastic to return to ESPN. Remember, they were with ESPN for years. They went to NBC. And he also indicated that he believes the league now will get far more coverage on ESPN because it's part of ESPN's portfolio. So he was smiling very widely. He is very pleased with this deal. But the bottom line is, as of now, Gary Bettman and company have done very well with this part of its media rights agreement. They have another package to sell, but many people predicted Bettman would do quite well in this round of negotiations. And by all indications, so far, he really is. Let's shift to some other important news. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said yesterday that he is very bullish on full capacity crowds at AT&T Stadium in the fall. He said, "We're going to have that stadium full, and we will do it safe." Meanwhile, across the street from the Cowboys, the Texas Rangers, they'll have full capacity when their season begins April 5th. They will be allowed to have more than 40,000 at Globe Life Field. Of course, they'll still be required to wear masks, but the Rangers become the first Major League Baseball team to make plans to open at 100% capacity. The Rangers plan to make certain sections of the ballpark distance seating section, where more space will be allowed between the occupied seats. But still, that's amazing news to think they could be at 40,000 in early April. Let's shift to some college news. We could have talked about this on the Buzzcast, but I had a feeling yesterday that Kansas athletic director Jeff Long may not make it at Kansas, and he is now officially out, just days after Kansas cut ties with football coach Les Miles amid allegations of inappropriate behavior toward female students while Les Miles was the head coach at LSU. Remember, Jeff Long hired Les Miles as Kansas's football coach in 2018. The two have a long-standing relationship, but yesterday I got the indication that Long might not make it through this because nobody really wanted Long to oversee another coaching search. Apparently, a number of Kansas donors met with the chancellor and expressed their displeasure with Long. They wanted to move ahead without Jeff Long as athletic director. But Jeff Long will still reap the benefits of being an athletic director. He'll receive a monthly settlement payment of $125,000 through February of 2022. That totals just over $1.3 million as a settlement package between Jeff Long and Kansas. But Kansas University now looking for a new athletic director. Let's stay with news about people, because we hinted about this on the Buzzcast. Thomas Bach reelected as president of the IOC for his final four-year term. So basically, his tenure as president of the IOC started in 2013. he'll go through 2025. What's his biggest priority? Of course, the Tokyo Summer Games. Yesterday, he called Tokyo the best prepared Olympic city he has ever seen. And he also said the games would open on July 23rd. He said the question is not whether, the question is how these Olympic Games will take place. So Thomas Bach, very bullish on the Summer Games in Tokyo, and you're starting to see and sense that optimism about those games over the last couple of weeks. Now, as we look at Thomas Bach's tenure, he has faced postponement costs for the Tokyo Games. He has faced a Russian doping scandal. He's also secured long-term deals with broadcasters and sponsors. And if you look at the next few games he'll oversee, it's, of course, Tokyo, the Beijing Winter Games, and then the Paris Summer Games in 2024. So Thomas Bach reelected as IOC president through 2025. Staying with people, USA Swimming has extended president and CEO Tim Hinchey's contract for an additional 4 years, also through 2025. Hinchey joined USA Swimming in 2017. He is a sports business veteran. He was at the Colorado Rapids. He was an executive at Darby County. He worked for several NFL teams. He will now lead USA Swimming through at least the 2024 Paris Games. And finally, the sports broadcasting world lost a legend yesterday. Legendary Cleveland sports broadcaster Joe Tate died at the age of 83 after a long battle with kidney disease, liver cancer. He will be missed. Of course, he was predominantly known as the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers for more than 40 years. He's a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. But remember, he also spent 15 years doing games for the Cleveland Indians. So Joe Tate, a Cleveland legend, dead at the age of 83. So that is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Thursday. It is March 11th. I'm Abe Madcore. I hope everybody has a great day. I'm sure everybody will think back about where they were a year ago, but let's also think ahead of where we'll be a year from now. So stay smart, stay healthy, be good to each other, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.